Massachusetts now has a law that bans chemicals used as flame retardants in many consumer products. Under the new law, manufacturers and retailers in Massachusetts cannot import or sell products including bedding, furniture, children's items, window treatments, and carpeting that contain any of 11 chemicals that are used as flame retardants. Supporters of the new law, including environmental activists, consumer advocates, scientists, healthcare workers, and professional firefighters, argued the chemicals pose serious health hazards when burned and were really not all that effective at slowing down fires. About 24 members of the coalition met on a Zoom call Tuesday night to celebrate success after almost a decade of lobbying to get the law passed. Democratic State Senator Cynthia Cream of Newton said she first filed legislation 8 years ago to outlaw the flame retardant chemicals.
But the key is persistence and knowing your right.
The legislation passed both the House and Senate in 2019, but was pocket vetoed at that time by Republican Governor Charlie Baker. The supporters were not deterred, said Democratic State Representative Marjorie Decker of Cambridge.
For me, as an elected official, we have an incredible responsibility to protect those who protect us. And we know that firefighters have and continue to die at a much higher rate of cancer directly related to the toxins that the flame retardants actually bleed into fires, that they die at a higher rate of cancer. And it's unacceptable and it's not necessary.
Richard McKinnon, president of the Professional Firefighters of Massachusetts, thanked the legislators and other advocates for their work on the bill.
For us, this was personal for us in getting this done.
In trying to persuade Baker to sign the bill this time, which he did on January 1st, 2021, McKinnon said he presented scientific data linking flame retardant chemicals and cancer.
What this bill means for firefighters is I hope we're going to see a decreased amount in the cancers that our firefighters see. We're still seeing our numbers climb.
Janet Dominitz, executive director of MassPerg, which took the lead with Clean Water Action and the firefighters in the lobbying campaign, said the law bans chemicals that do not work as promoted to curb fires and, in actuality, harm people's health when burned.
This is such an important policy for public health, for children, for firefighters, for our families.
The law authorizes the State Department of Environmental Protection to work with researchers to possibly add more chemical flame retardants to the prohibited list. Products that are in stock that were manufactured before December 31, 2021 are not covered by the new law. Civil penalties for the manufacture or sale of the covered products range from a maximum $5,000 for a first violation up to a maximum $50,000 for third and subsequent violations. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.